WRZN 509 monitoring.
Warren 509.
Morning, how are you doing today?
Pretty good, just waiting to do a job. I do FedEx ground and stuff, and got my ham license call sign last night, so I was making a couple contacts, kind of getting out and seeing how the repeaters work on the handheld.
Yeah, I heard you talking over there on ham frequency.
Yeah, I'm kind of up getting a coffee in campus here. I'm not sure if it would hit Hammaker from my house because of the ridge and stuff. And I get pretty much full signal and full quieting up here, so that's why I was testing it in this location. Worked out pretty good.
I'm glad. I've got this. There was one channel I took out of there that would always mess up during the scanning, and I think it might have been for digital signal or something. I wasn't sure, but everything else should have been okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna put the PRA repeaters in there and maybe get on those if I'm in the area. Especially up towards Chiloquin. I think there's one on Chase. Yeah, I'm going to put those in there and, you know, maybe utilize those and see what, you know, if it's on them.
Yeah. Well, I had the five that they had listed here in Klamath, so, but the ones up in Chiloquin, I didn't have in there, but I think I told you that.
Yeah, no problem. I'll add them in there and see how they go, yeah. So when you heard me, was I coming in pretty good? Because I got that dual band VHF-UHF antenna. It's the Nagoya 701. That's the one I'm having on the radio at the moment.
Yeah, he was loud and clear that I heard. Sounded just as good as everybody else that's on there.
Yeah, and I'm even in my car doing it. So I know one problem, if I'm in the office, there's has to be the metal roof because I got to be at the edge of the building or outside to hear the 70 centimeter one that's up there that's linked to Lakeview and all those places. So yeah, in the morning a bunch of guys are on there talking, so I kind of, you know, was trying to get a better signal and hear them.
Yeah. They about every morning, like you said, about 7 o'clock, they start talking and about the day and everything.
Yeah, that's what the one guy told me. So yeah. Yeah, I think my call sign, it's not super hard to say, but yeah, I was trying to do it, you know, off the cuff from memory, and I was like, oop, trying to get the two syllables in a good spot.
Yeah, take a little while to get used to saying it and remembering it.
Yeah, I know. Kilo 7 Yankee Foxtrot Sierra. I mean, yeah, that sounds confusing that way. It just rolls off the tongue to just say KK7YFS. It sounds simpler to me that way.
Right.
Yeah, I think eventually I want to get Q10H radio. That'd be kind of nice. get a signal stick for it, and it probably would work better on those bands. And I know the radio comes with two antennas, because it's, what, 1.25 and 6 meter band, and then it has 2 meter and 70 centimeters, so it'd be kind of fun to play with there for sure.
Yeah, especially that 6 meter one. That one, the one that really interests me on that one.
One thing that I find interesting is what 33 centimeter and 23 centimeter band, because, I mean, the antenna's like, what, 3 inch quarter wave, I think, at that frequency, and, you know, just a higher frequency range. I just kind of found that interesting, because I don't know how many people are doing that around here. Maybe there's a few, but I just find that fascinating.
Yeah, I don't remember them ever saying anything about those frequencies. They were more into the 10 meter stuff.
Yeah, I know at the club meeting they had a huge, extensive explanation about using balance on your 10 meter setup, just throwing up a wire dipole and non-conductive ends, and basically the RF distribution along the wire, and pretty geeky technical stuff. I kind of enjoyed it once I get to understand stuff like that, because I understand geeky stuff, you know, music theory and music stuff, so I kind of find that stuff interesting when you get into the meat of, like, antenna stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, I always found it interesting about being able to just put a, like you said, a wire outside the window and stuff, and be able to talk and stuff just from that.
I mean, I don't claim to know a lot about coax. I mean, couldn't you just strip the required amount off your coax and run the center core one direction and shielding the other way? I don't know. Maybe it's too close to the wire, but I mean, that's kind of how it works, to my understanding. Yeah? Strip the wire, put one side this way, one the other way.
Yeah, you should be able to just about do it. Like you said, I don't know what the difference would be, unless it's different materials that you got to hook into. But wire is wire, isn't it?
Yeah, the shielding would, you know, wouldn't be like a solid piece of wire. It'd be more like a braided thing, I imagine. But yeah, talking about making a dipole and using a cutting board to mount it, because it's a non-conductive surface, kind of that plastic cutting board stuff that works. So, talking about that too.
Right. Did they have a meeting on the 18th? For some reason, I was thinking that they did, but I was busy with some other things and forgot about it.
They did, but we were crammed in one of the side rooms, and there was like 15 people there. So, because of the holiday season, not a lot of people made it. They usually are there, but yeah, they had the meeting.
They was jamming in a side part. It's probably best I didn't go in there and take up more room. So I'll try and make it. I didn't get no email or anything like I thought that they were going to send out.